Indiana, Kentucky, and Ohio. Good morning. Greetings from the branch president of Columbus, Ohio. None other than the person longing to be your local president, Kenny Hodge.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Yeah, this is your hopefully soon-to-be local president, Kenny Hodge, with a quick message to them. But before I get into the message, I'd be remiss in my duties as a human being if I didn't let you know that soulful sound that you're hearing in the background is none other than one of our very own APW brothers, Robert the Menu White. I thank you, Brother White, for giving me a nice track to talk over on our postal podcast. Again, thank you, Robert. His studio name is The Menu.
So I thank you, Brother White. He plays so beautifully, don't you agree? Hey, listen. First order of business, I want to address the MHAs. Again, congratulations on becoming career, but take the opportunity to get with your union stewards and find out how your rights as an employee change once you are converted from MHA to career. One change that you're going to need to make a quick adjustment to is if you are an MHA who has served a 1 year period, employment period, and then got converted immediately after, then you do not have a probationary period. If you are an MHA that has not been employed with the Postal Service or serve the 1 year period, then you will do a 90-day probationary period. And let me just explain that 90-day probationary period real quick. It is supposed to be a structured process where management sits with you and gives you the expectations of what they consider good, bad, retainable behavior. Now, this should be conducted your first day there, because they should give you an initial evaluation. Then you should get an evaluation every 30, 60, and 90 days. That way they keep you on track or help get you back on track. But if you work in Citygate, I don't really mean to throw rocks, but don't be surprised if that doesn't happen. That's one of the things that postal management just ain't too big on in Columbus, Ohio. So you have that difference between probationary period or conversion period. Now, let me say this to you also. Regardless of which period you're serving, you have to understand that, one, you cannot use leave for a total of 90 days, and then you have to wait till the start of the next pay period. I'm going to say that again. You cannot use leave for 90 days, and then you have to wait to the start of the next pay period in order for you to use your leave. One of the biggest factors that create headaches for unions, cases for unions, with new employees is management tries to terminate them within their 90 days so that you don't have union rights. Listen, folks, you have to come to work. I really don't care how I sound when I appeal to you that you have to come to work. Being there is 90% of the battle. So let's not have any employees or any of our new conversions having to deal with attendance issues. Now, again, if there's legitimate issues, please see your supervisor and let's try to work that out. But again, let's be regular in attendance because we need a strong, great in number staff of union employees. And we need every one of you to pass probation so you can join these ranks. So let's be regular attendants. Next thing is, you are now eligible for a wider variety of health insurance that cover you and your family. And let me put a quick plug in here that your Postal Mail Handlers Union has a great health benefit that you definitely want to seek information on, and hopefully you'll select it. You are also eligible now to contribute to the TSP. Again, these are tools that's going to help benefit your life tomorrow. So you got your health benefit, you get your life insurance, you get the TSP, and you should be receiving this information in the mail expeditiously. And if you're not certain, again, this is something else your union staff is there to help you figure out and understand. Not so much figure out for you, but help you understand so that you make the choice for you and your family. So just a real quick recap. We talked and I gave you a quick reminder that some of your rights change, your employment status changes on the conversion. Some will have a probation, some will not. And one of the biggest differences, and I'm going to let you know this right now, and I hope we never have to go this route, is if you're not on a 90-day probation and you get involved in a union issue, you are covered by the national contract. Because I'm fairly certain that when that was written, it covered probationary employees. Well, you no longer have a probation. Now, also, let me say to you, that's my understanding of that. Okay, so I don't want to put bad information out, but read that. It talks about probationary employees not having grievance rights or union rights before their 90 days. Fact check me, please, and get back. But welcome to the ranks. Hey, regulars, let's invite our new employees into the fold of mail handlers, and let's try to share some good work habits that will allow them to have longevity and make the post office their career. Again, strong union need strong people, and mail handlers, we are very, very, very union strong. Hey, I'm going to close this podcast out with a PSA. If you've been on my Facebook page, you see me posting mad ads, or a lot of ads, on voter registration and voting. Listen to me very carefully. It matters not to me who you cast your vote for, but come on, we have to register and we have to vote. Because, you know, if we can get out in large numbers and vote in this midterms, I'm absolutely certain we're going to come out in larger numbers next year and vote for our union leadership. But I'm going to save that plug for later. But again, please register and cast your vote for whomever or whoever you think is going to govern this country the best. So with that being said, got a little long podcast, but I'm just going to fade out and I'm going to let you listen to that music that The Menu, a.k.a. Robert White, a.k.a. he works on the bundle sorta. I'm going to let you listen to the music he put together for the show. Have a great day and enjoy.